Welcome back to episode 16 of the Nintendo Wirecast. I am one of your hosts, Amiibo Jason, and today we have the amazing, the talented, the guy who always seems to make me feel better about me just being me, Hero TJ. How you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing great. Glad to be here with you, Jason.
Yeah, we were just recording, what, like 2-3 days ago? Was it 4 days ago?
Yeah,
last Thursday.
Big news in Nintendo land, so there was definitely a lot to talk about then, and there's even more to talk about now.
Yeah, there is. You guys might know this, you might not. On YouTube, we did a live episode of a show that we do called Smash Switch Speculation. We did that on Wednesday night before the Smash Bros. Reveal, and I was very, very adamant that there was no way that Nintendo would release a Fire Emblem's Three Houses character. And I was so dead set against the idea. I said pretty much anything but this, and I would be happy. I think you and I both had that same kind of sentiment.
Yeah.
We assumed it would be a third-party character, because
correct,
the other four characters were. And we already have 7 representatives from the Fire Emblem franchise. Out of those 7, by the way, four have blue hair.
Yep.
Now 5 do.
And one of them has 2 amiibo.
So that's right.
With the exception of Pokemon, and only because the Pokemon trainer has 4 amiibo, Fire Emblem have the second most amiibo of any franchise.
Yeah, which is
shocking.
It's kind of nuts. I mean, they beat out Zelda,
yeah,
which is insane.
Mario, if you qualify the characters the way that Nintendo does, where Wario is from the Wario series and Yoshi is from the Yoshi series, as you should, because they're legit stars in their own right of their own series. So it is pretty wild.
So,
and we've been joking about it for a while. I want to give a quick shout out to my friend on Twitter, Captain Alex, who is an incredible Joy-Con and Switch modder.
Yeah.
And he's been listening to the podcast, and he said that awkward moment when Custom Conquest jokes about us all needing 5 more Fire Emblem fighters in Smash 3 weeks before Byleth gets announced. And then he gives us a little praise, which is nice. He says, everyone needs to listen to the Nintendo Wirecast podcast. He's addicted. So that's awesome. Thank you for the kind words. But we've been kind of joking about the Fire Emblem thing for a while because it's a joke at this point. It is literally the one thing that everyone can agree Smash does not need any more of. But yet also, not to like toot my horn or anything, because I'm not thrilled about it, I initially predicted 5 characters before we knew even 1 character. This was before the Joker announcement. And Byleth is literally the only one I got right.
Yeah. I'm happy that you got one right.
I mean,
that's great. Good for you.
celebrating here.
I want to start off the podcast real quick by saying, if you're excited for this character, I'm very happy for you. To Sakurai, I have no ill will towards you whatsoever. It was not your decision.
It was
confirmed that Nintendo made all of these decisions. Sakurai said that pretty much when they announced the Fighter Pass, that all of the characters were chosen and they were not chosen by him. Nintendo picked them out. That being said, I'm unhappy about this. I'm not excited about this, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be one of those whiny internet trolls who attacks Nintendo or Sakurai for a character that I don't care for. I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't care about Banjo. I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't care about Joker. It's one of these things where not everybody's going to be happy. There's going to be a day, and I think it's going to be soon, there's going to be a day that Minecraft Steve is going to get announced for Smash. I think it's going to happen in the next 6 characters. I truly do. And that day, I'm not going to be happy. But I'm going to be very happy for all of the people that are happy. It's just not my cup of tea. So that being said, good for Fire Emblem fans. If you're a fan of Three Houses and this character, I'm very happy for you. There are certain mechanics of this character that I think are amazing. The weapons stuff with this character is really neat. But that being said, we're gonna rip on this decision pretty darn good tonight. I just wanted to preface
everything that you said is my shared sentiment. And at the end of the day, I don't think anybody's disappointed about the inclusion of a character. They're disappointed about the lack of inclusion of a character they would have preferred.
Yes.
So like there's 80 plus characters in the game. I don't know. I lost count. There's a lot of characters in this game. Every dream character that I ever hoped would be in is in. So everybody from now on for me is just icing on the cake.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about every character that gets included, whether or not they're a character that I'm ever going to play or have any particular appeal towards me personally. But there's no denying, and Nintendo even knew it, that this was the least hype, least exciting character that they could ever possibly put into the game because it is a grossly overrepresented franchise, and adding another one in just doesn't really do anything to bolster the overall appeal of the game.
Yeah. There's one thing that my biggest gripe with this character, and if you followed this podcast from pretty much the moment we started talking about DLC, the biggest thing that I've said has been that for a Smash fighter to get in, and at least what I thought, they had to pay their dues. You don't see characters like Shovel Knight or Shantae or some incredibly popular indie game reps in this game, in my opinion, because they are relatively new, and Smash is generally a game for classic or at least characters who have been around for a long time, characters who've earned their invitation to Smash. They confirmed that they recorded this video from Thursday in November, 1 month after Three Houses came out. These fighters were in development during the same time, I'm guessing, that Three Houses was in development.
Yeah, that these has characters to have for not, sure be true.
In my opinion, these characters have not earned their place in Smash.
Yes, but you know that historically, going back to Melee, and no, going back to the first Fire Emblem, Smash on 64, Fire Emblem characters are the exception to that rule.
I will give it to you that they had in Melee, they had Roy, right? Roy was the rep?
Roy was the rep in Melee. Marth was in it also. That was his debut in Smash. But Sakurai was trying to get Marth into the original one, and then Marth did get into Melee, and Nintendo wanted the more current one, so they put in Roy, who was still in development at the time, so the Roy in the game doesn't even really reflect the Roy from his own game from a style standpoint, because Sakurai was working with a character that was not fully fleshed out yet.
Yeah.
And then it happened again with
Corrin.
Corrin.
Yeah.
Corrin is like the most famous example.
You know, part of me is wondering if I might have a double standard on this, because there are reps from many Pokemon genres, and Incineroar was one of these characters who hasn't been around all that long. One major Pokemon game, obviously. And we didn't see the hate from Incineroar getting announced compared to this. I think some people were upset about Incineroar. I didn't care about Incineroar at all. Like, it was one of those characters where I'm like, oh, cool, I guess we have Incineroar. I'll grab the amiibo. Part of me feels like maybe that's the same kind of thing happening here.
It is the same kind of thing. We talked about that in our Smash Switch speculation series while they were still revealing all the details of the game, about how we both felt like Pokemon was too overrepresented also.
Yeah.
And that needed to be stripped down a little bit. Obviously, that's not the way they went, because that was before we knew about Everyone Is Here, which is awesome and super exciting. But it meant that there's a lot of Pokemon characters in here. And I think that the only thing that Smash needs less than a Fire Emblem character is a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat.
I'm very much in the same boat. I'm happy they brought Pokemon Trainer back. I think that was a great decision.
Same.
But that being said, yeah, I'm in the exact same boat. And part of me is like, this was closing out a 5-pack. I feel like this would have been a better option for the second, the third, or the fourth, but the last one, right?
I was thinking about that a lot, and now I fully understand it. It was absolutely the best person to put in the fifth spot, because at this point, they know this is not going to sell the Fighter's Pass. You put what is going to get people to buy in up front.
Yeah.
So they literally went in order of what they thought would entice people to buy the Fighter's Pass. That was their exact order. Terry was fourth. That wasn't an accident. Terry's not going to be pushing any units. And Banjo is a lesser known, unutilized property. He has his audience.
Yeah.
But he's fan service. He is not somebody who's going to be getting people to come. Oh yeah, this cool character that I just saw a cartoon of, or I just played his game.
I disagree.
You have to know about Banjo in advance.
I think a lot of people know about Banjo.
Yeah, in the gaming circles. Of a certain age. But then you look at Hero, very little known in the West.
Yeah.
Becoming increasingly known since the game did so well out here. And then they started off with Joker, who is the most shocking of all of them to be included.
Yeah.
And that really set the tone. And it really subverted expectations. People thought, anything's possible.
Yep.
Literally anything is possible. It was such a tremendously shocking moment. And then they continued that trend. Everything is possible. And then the absolute least hype character, the one that has the least reason for you to feel like you want to invest in this, came out last, which is how it should be.
Part of me wonders if the negativity surrounding this announcement is going to negatively impact Fighter Pass 2. Part of me is like, no, that I think people are like so underwhelmed by this that they're more inclined to roll the dice again and say, what's the next six going to get me? It's like a gotcha game. It's like, I just pulled another glider in Mario Kart Tour. I got to get a character that I want.
Yeah, well, you thought that you couldn't get duplicates in the Fighter's Pass? Apparently you can. This is like our fourth blue-haired anime sword fighter.
Yeah, this is Marth 4.
Yeah, Marth 4.0.
I do want to touch base on the amiibo portion of these two, because obviously we have now officially passed the point of there's no amiibo whatsoever on the horizon that have been officially announced for release by Nintendo. Based on everything I've read in the past, I mean, it still seems like they're going to be gung-ho about releasing amiibo for the next, you know, all 11 DLC fighters. But we know nothing at the moment. Part of me feels like it's going to be all the way to potentially E3 or the next Direct before we know anything. But part of me wonders, just the way they introduced this character, are we going to see a male and female version of these the same way we saw with Corrin?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They obviously have the precedent, because the last time that this happened with Fire Emblem, they did release the male and the female version.
On the Fighter Pass, on the advertisement, they have both the male and the female in the same character slot.
Like, yeah, they almost gave them
a little picture.
Yeah, more equal notoriety in the reveal trailer too. So I don't know. I would hope that they would.
Yeah. I like the female one much better.
So do I, as I did with Corrin also.
I just like the design more, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to look less...
Like
I'm looking
Marth?
Up here. It's going to look less like every other one that I have.
I know.
Like, here's a dude in armor with a sword. I mean, she's got like these stockings on that have this awesome design. I just like everything about it. The design.
Except it's her.
I like everything about it except for the character. It goes without saying that we're not thrilled about the choice. However,
related to that though, before we get off of that, Mr. Sakurai did tweet about the ending of the base characters as amiibo, and Push Dustin, formerly of Source Gaming, did translate it, and he said it looks like all the base fighters from the Smash Brothers Ultimate are now amiibo. There were a lot of veterans that weren't in the previous installments, so they took some time. Because sculpting takes time, it was a while before all of them could be released. And he thanks everybody who was involved in making the Amiibo. So no mention of any Amiibo yet to come, but an acknowledgement of the fact that all of the base characters are completed, and also reminding us that these things just don't magically appear. You don't just choose to have a product and there it is. It takes time to develop these and then also to manufacture them. So I think what we can take away from this is if we are going to see any more Amiibo related to Smash Brothers, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I think so too. Part of me feels like it's going to be E3. I have a bad feeling there's going to be a Nintendo Direct coming in the next... I feel like it's either going to be in the next 30 days or there's not going to be a dedicated Direct until E3. Nintendo has been going on this limited Direct-ish type thing per game. And we have Animal Crossing coming up in March, and there's still many things we don't know about the game. And I feel like Nintendo's going to be spending time welcoming people to the island officially in the form of a Direct. But is that going to be a part of a bigger Direct, or is that going to be something else? And there's all these other rumors floating around right now, too, from very credible sources, one being another 2D Metroid's on the way that might be a Direct sequel to Metroid Fusion, which if that happens, oh my god, I'm going to go insane. And two, I think more exciting for me, is a Direct Paper Mario sequel, like a traditional Paper Mario, not Sticker Star, not Color Splash. Like a Direct Paper Mario game could be in the future too. And a lot of these leaks are just coming out now, and I feel like it's a little too early for E3 leaks. So part of me feels like this could be coming sooner than we think. So I'm hoping in the next 30 days. Nintendo has had a major video now every Thursday, like this entire month of January. I think I'm correct on that. Am I right?
Two, right? Just the Pokemon one and
Smash one? So I guess we had Pokemon on Thursday, then we had the next Thursday, we had the Smash one. Who knows, we might get Animal Crossing or a Nintendo Direct coming up on Thursday of this week.
I wasn't stopping there because I wasn't sure of your correctness. I wasn't sure of the dayedness because I'm on a different day than you.
Ah, I got you.
So I was trying to do some conversions. For those of you guys who are not aware, I'm in Taiwan, so I'm a day ahead of everyone stateside.
Oh, yeah. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Monday morning for me.
I guess to close out my thoughts on, how do you pronounce this name again? Byleth?
Byleth, yeah.
I want to say Blight.
Who I have never heard of before this Direct. I just want to point that out.
Okay. So I played about 20 minutes of Three Houses. It's not my cup of tea. I played, I think, the most. There was Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadow of Valentia. Something like that. I think that's how you say it. I played that for about 5 or 6 hours. And I'm like, I am bored to death.
Yeah.
Again, if you like the series and the story, more power to you. It's just not my cup of tea. And apparently, judging by the reactions on not only YouTube with the negative thumbs up, thumb down ratio, and one other thing too, which I think is kind of interesting too. There are people that go to the Nintendo New York events and videotape the crowd reactions to every major Nintendo announcement. And this one was pretty bad. There was no hype.
I watched the comp where it was everyone from Joker all the way through Byleth.
Yeah.
And yeah, the last one, there was cheering. Like, I don't want to misrepresent it, but there's notably less enthusiasm for Byleth, as I think Nintendo expected. Even in the trailer themselves, they reference how, oh great, another sword fighter, before they introduce the unique play mechanics that Byleth has that differentiates him, her, from the other Fire Emblem characters.
Which is cool.
Which is cool.
I think it's neat.
But it's them acknowledging the fact that nobody is excited about another Fire Emblem character, except for Mr. Sakurai, who is just a helpless Fire Emblem fan. He loves it. I am weak for Zelda the way that he is weak for Fire Emblem. I would have 10 more Zelda characters in Smash if I were the developer. It is his prerogative to put in his game what he wants to put in, and I will be grateful for every little morsel. So there's that.
And people are going to play it too. I mean,
people are going
to
play
it. The same people complaining are going to have fun with this, I'm sure. So again, if for any reason you're listening to this and you're one of the people who like attacking people on Twitter, just cut that out. There's no point. It's a game. There's so many characters that got announced that I lost my mind at. I remember I rented an office in LA for E3 when my team came down to essentially cover the Direct and everything Nintendo at E3 last year. And we rented an office. It was kind of in a nice office complex, a lot of very nice, respectable companies working out of this place. And we were watching the Direct live and divvying out articles, and we were working. And then Banjo got announced, and I lost my mind. I made a fool of myself in front of my team. I think I scared some of the nicer companies working there. And I lost my mind. And like I said, I am grateful that I had the opportunity to lose my mind over a character in Smash. And I'm sure there are Fire Emblem Three Houses fans who are obsessed with this character who are just as happy. So good for you guys. You got to win. It wasn't for me. I'm not thrilled, but I'm super happy that you are.
Can I walk you through my experience of watching this thing real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
When the trailer starts, Mr. Sakurai's like, I'm sure within a couple seconds you'll know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
And about 15 seconds go by, I see a couple characters, I hear a few voices, and I thought, I have no idea who any of these people are. It's a Fire Emblem character.
Yeah, the second I saw it was anime, I'm like, crap.
We've had cool anime ones before, like Palutena, Dark Pit. And,
yeah. I recognized the style.
Yeah.
Like immediately. And they were hyping it up. They're like, nobody's guessed this. There's going to be people at Nintendo who are like, what? What's going on here?
And I'm like, credit. What? That yes! That is my favorite thing about it. That is absolutely my favorite. We had all these leaks. Oh, we can't not mention this. We had leaks for months. Leaks of, oh, it's going to be Dante. It's going to be Ryo Hayabusa. It's going to be Doomslayer. It's going to be Cosmos. All these characters that people have been like so certain it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it winds up being a character that I never in a million years would have guessed, except that I did guess. Except that it's the only one I did guess.
Yeah.
But then they kind of started altering my expectations based on the precedent of what came before. And so once I kind of thought that they weren't keeping it in-house anymore, it shocked me to find that they were literally keeping it in-house, the three houses, and that, boom, it's another Fire Emblem character. So the fact that it was a character that I did not guess and that was not leaked and that I got to experience was, to their credit, they're getting better and better about trying to keep these things under wraps.
I do love that we kind of called it in our
speculation thing. Did. Like, of course we were joking about the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
I thought for sure when I saw this, I thought it was going to be, I sincerely thought it was going to be the three house leaders from the game. I really did, but I guess not. That was my thought. That was my joke thought that it was going to be the three house the three house leaders from three houses. But
that would have been kind of better, I think. But
what are you going to do? I mean, I'll buy the amiibo anyway. The
moment they come out. Both of them, hopefully.
Yep.
Now that we have all five of the first Fighters Pass characters, I just thought it might be fun for us to personally rank them based on a few criteria. Which one had the best reveal? Which one is the most fun to play? Which one had the biggest cultural impact on the game? And then our overall favorite. So out of all of the ones that we have, who do you think had the best reveal?
The best reveal, Joker. It came out of nowhere. They literally shut the lights off at the Game Awards. It was one of the coolest moments ever. I'm not a huge Persona fan. I've played Persona 5 very briefly, but from a presentation standpoint and the way they revealed it, I was blown away by that. I thought it was just stunning. I loved the entire, just the art style and the direction and the way they went to announce it during the Game Awards. I just thought it was fun. I think that kind of set the hype level for everything else that came. Not my favorite character, for sure, but the best presentation, in my opinion.
I echo that sentiment exactly. Hard agree. In fact, I would almost even put it as one of the best video game reveals of all time. They literally made this thief character hijack the show.
Yeah.
And steal his way into Smash Brothers. It was impressive and so well coordinated. And as you said, it set the tone for everything to follow, that while he's not my favorite character, in fact, I don't even care about him at all. Never played a Persona game. I have no idea who he is. Sorry, Persona fans. Don't hate. But his reveal trailer was just such a perfectly coordinated, once-in-a-lifetime reveal.
Yeah, agreed.
So if you had to pick which one is the most fun to play, I know you're more about collecting the amiibo, but you still get your hands dirty every once in a while. Which one's the most fun to play for you?
I think the one that I've had the most time with is Banjo. I would have to say Banjo just because it's hard for me because, again, I'm not a very good Smash player. When I'm playing with my friends, I'm a King K. Rool main. I don't deviate from that very much. But Banjo is kind of heavy to a certain degree. So I like Banjo quite a bit.
For me, I would say, While none of them are going to be my mains, the one that is the most fun to play to me is Terry, because I do love the 90s fighting games, and I put a ton of time into Street Fighter growing up, and the development staff of Street Fighter have a lot of parity with the development of King of Fighters / Fatal Fury, so he feels really easy to play. He feels very familiar, and he's fun to play. He's got a few cool differentiations from how Ken and Ryu play.
Sure.
So as a traditional 2D fighter, he kind of plays well to what's comfortable to me. He's kind of like a comfort food player.
Yeah.
So while I'll use him seldom, if I do have him, I feel like I could deal some damage. And they make him be able to deal a lot of damage.
So just full disclosure, I've yet to play as him.
That's how excited you are about Terry.
So I'm part of my New Year's resolution, and I've mentioned this before, was I'm trying to get through my backlog of games. So I haven't been playing a lot of Smash.
That will definitely be a backlog killer.
Yeah.
Because Smash never ends.
That's very true.
So out of all five of these, who do you think has the biggest cultural impact on the game and the gaming world at large?
That's tough. I think Banjo has the biggest impact from a gaming perspective, specifically because Super Smash Bros. Came out on Nintendo 64. It was a love letter to, obviously, just Nintendo characters back then. But I've always associated Super Smash Bros. With that era, because it's the first time I played it. The Nintendo 64 molded pretty much my entire thoughts on gaming. And Banjo and Kazooie are relics of that era. And when I look at them in the game, it brings me back to where I was when the original Smash came out back in, what was that, 1997? 98? Six, maybe?
Yeah, the original one? Yeah, I was a junior in high school, so it was quite a ways back.
So for me, I think that's it. I think as a whole, I think Joker, again, would probably take it for me. Not for me, but I think for everybody else. Because I think he was the first character to subdue expectations or change expectations as far as what to expect from a character in a Smash game. I don't think anybody saw that one coming. And I think that's amazing. And I think it kind of opened the doors for what we might see in the future.
I kind of think that Banjo does have the biggest cultural impact because while he did begin his life on Nintendo, and that's what everybody thinks of him as, Nintendo had to work out a deal, broker some kind of arrangement with Microsoft to get Banjo on in Smash back onto a Nintendo system after all this time. And while Phil Spencer did say, yeah, he was totally willing to play ball and get Banjo in there early on, so it was always known to be a possibility. The fact that it was achieved, I think, can't be understated, because these are people who fans want to like pit against each other in some kind of epic console war. You're either an Xbox person or you're a Nintendo person. But the coming together of people who mutually enjoy gaming and the fact that they were able to play nice so that everybody can play rough in Smash, I think is super awesome. So in that way, it opened the doors and set a precedent that I think other characters might be able to benefit from. Who knows? Maybe a huge company like Nintendo getting to play nice with a huger company like Microsoft might inspire a huger company like Disney to say, okay, yeah, if Microsoft, one of the global superpowers of technology, can get into Smash, maybe we should too. Maybe we're missing the boat on this. And then you open the door to characters like Sora. Go ahead. Who would be your overall favorite? I think I know the answer.
Yeah, it's definitely Banjo. Once again, it was one of these characters that it was in the Grinch leak, which was totally bogus. And once that was proven to be fake, I kind of just got rid of any kind of notion that it would happen. I assumed that we would see characters from major third parties, but not from major first parties outside of Nintendo.
Yeah.
So that being said, I was still, again, blown away by the announcement. What it means, like you just mentioned before, for the potential future partnerships Nintendo might have, maybe a Sony rep, another Microsoft rep. I think the sky's the limit at this point, which is exciting. And once again, I just think from a like character standpoint, he's probably the most iconic to get a spot.
Yeah. I think my answer to this might be a little surprising, because it does kind of contrast what we've been saying this whole episode. But I think my favorite is Byleth. And
you're the so reason, full of it.
The reason is because the other four characters, I've never played any of their games, and I don't care about any of them. And Byleth meets at least one attractive criteria for me, and that is that he is a first-party Nintendo character.
I'm shocked that you would say that over a Fatal Fury character.
Because I'm not a Fatal Fury fan. I have familiar memories of seeing the game sitting on the shelf week after week, going into my local video rental place, and I rented it a few times. But like I said, it always felt like a poor man's Street Fighter.
Sure.
So if you gave me like Fatal Fury or King of Fighters, I could recognize Terry. I would know him on site as a King of Fighters Fatal Fury guy, but I wouldn't know what his name was. I wouldn't call myself a fan in any way. But he's the only character from that set that I played. So, I guess I wasn't exactly accurate about that. And I guess I played Banjo in Diddy Kong Racing, but I never played his games. So, I like the Fire Emblem Fighters in Smash Brothers, in the context of Smash. I don't like any of them in their own games. I did have some fun with Fire Emblem Heroes, because it's kind of like a stripped-down version of Fire Emblem. You could get through it a lot quicker, and the stakes are really low, and it's a casual game. But what Byleth brings to the table for me is another sword fighter. And I know people feel like there are too many sword fighters, but I'm like, how could you have too many sword fighters in a fighting game?
Yeah.
As a semi-retired professional sword fighter, it just appeals to me the most. Hero is also a sword fighter, and I do like the designs from Hero better, but having no connection to Dragon Quest, Dragon Warrior, wait, which is it?
Dragon Warrior, it's both, technically.
What are they calling it now?
It's Dragon Quest now.
Okay. Having no connection to Dragon Quest at all, and the unique RPG elements that character has makes them a little bit harder for me to play. The way you have the random movesets. I like that's in there. It's fun to play against. All those characters, I think, are fun to play against. So I'm glad they're in there for that reason. But of ones that have appeal for me to play personally, I think Byleth is the closest. And now, while I say Byleth is my overall favorite, I still don't care. Still don't like my hype level for Byleth is like a 2.
So this fighter pass was a letdown for you.
No, I think that the fighter's pass was going to be lower stakes for me than no matter what, because Simon Belmont was the impossible character that I wanted to get in the game.
Yeah.
Every character that I dreamed of being in that I thought would be awesome to have in Smash, as a hardcore Nintendo player, they're like naturally finding their way into the roster. So for me, the only character that I really had a strong Nintendo association with that wasn't in the game that I played with as a kid on Castlevania 1-2-3 on the original NES was Simon.
Yeah.
And because he was outside of the family, I just didn't see it happening. And then when it did, I was just over the moon. So now we've got other characters that are not Nintendo characters getting into the game who's from games that I don't play, characters that I don't know. It's hard to really be that excited about things that you just haven't personally been invested in.
Yeah.
At the same time, I can recognize what a big deal it is. I know what a big deal it is that Joker is in and Hero is in and Banjo is in. And so those three, at least, the impact on Smash and the gaming community, I think is fantastic. And that excitement excites me. So, but while I can get excited about them, like I don't really have any personal investment in it. So, but I'm happy to give Nintendo my money, and I will keep giving them my money as long as they keep making characters, even if I don't care about those characters, because I want them in my game so that I can fight against them, so that I can have the complete full experience. So I don't mind that, and I'm fully expecting these next six characters, no matter who they are, will not live up to the amazing excitement that I felt when Simon Belmont and some of my other favorite characters got included. So I felt the highest of the high, I feel like, personally. I realize there are other people where they're still hoping that their dream character gets in. And so for them, I'm hoping that they will. But maybe this is a good way for us to segue into either who we think Nintendo is going to put in for these next six characters, or who we want Nintendo to put in for these next six characters.
So I still believe pretty wholeheartedly that we are going to get Waluigi at some point. I think the demand has been insane. I think Nintendo would be smart to do it from a hype level. And I think if they do it for Fighter Pass 2, it should be one that's pretty soon. Like, maybe even the first one. I could see that as an E3 reveal, for sure. I don't think we're going to get our first fighter until E3. I think we're going to get our first announcement at E3. I could be wrong. They might surprise me and do it on the 28th when pre-orders go live for Fighter Pass 2.
I think you're right. And I also think Waluigi is the one remaining, how can you not put him in their character left.
Yeah.
He's the only one in existence. The only character that exists in all of gaming where out of six more characters, if you did not put him in, there is a distinct prejudice against this character.
No, I totally agree. Part of me wants another Final Fantasy rep, but I don't see that happening. I'm happy that Cloud is the representative of Final Fantasy. I'm disappointed that we have one song and no spirits, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I'm not sure what Square Enix is doing and why they're not playing ball. They seem to play ball a lot more with Dragon Quest. So I'm not quite sure the reason and the rationality behind it. Part of me wonders if it's a Sony thing, because I know Sony has exclusive, at least the first year, exclusive rights to Final Fantasy VII Remake on the PlayStation 4. Before it can move anywhere else. So part of me wonders if there's some sort of maybe hands are tied type thing with Square and getting more either songs or representation out for poor Cloud. But I'd like to see more Final Fantasy representation. I don't think it's going to happen, like I said. Most of the leaks I don't care about. I think Doomslayer would be fine. I have no issue with that. I think he, again, has earned his place as video game royalty. So what that would look like in this game, I'm not sure. I'm sure Sakurai would know what he's doing. Crash Bandicoot is on the very, very tippy top of the list. I still think he is the biggest no-brainer character, and I think he is the biggest piece of video game royalty to be held out so far.
I agree. As far as third party is concerned, Crash is the only truly must-have because of the relation, the connection to Nintendo. Even though he's never been on Nintendo until very recently, that strong 90s connection is right up there with Sonic the Hedgehog. And Crash had to turn it into a three-way fight. And for a while, it really was a three-way fight between Sega, Nintendo, and Sony. And it's still a three-way fight, except instead of Sega, we have Microsoft. So it would be really tremendous to be able to have Crash in there just for the ability to fight with those other characters.
Yeah. Master Chief, I'd like to see, just because he is Xbox's, Microsoft's royalty. I think it's the best of the best for Microsoft. I think that's the biggest Hail Mary of all of them. I don't think that would ever happen. But I think those are the big ones for me. I think Geno would be a fun choice, but I think he's going to be a costume.
I do too, especially since with the costumes, we got Cuphead in this last one.
Which is amazing. Great costume for that.
And what an incredible solution. I love how Nintendo's utilizing these Mii Fighter costumes to achieve the impossible and to get characters into these games without having to develop a moveset for them, but give you such an incredibly accurate-looking costume that you can really feel like you're playing that character. They did it first with Sans. Yep.
I would like to see this continue with every fighter. So every new fighter they release, I'd like to see a detailed Mii costume with a detailed song.
I really think that that's the way we're going to go with Geno. We had a Geno Mii Fighter costume in the past, but it didn't have a good head. It had a great body.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one of those weird, awkward things where it looks like you're wearing, like, you decapitated Geno and you're wearing his hat.
Right.
Which nobody wants to see.
Nobody likes that.
But yeah, I'd like to see that. Part of me thinks that when we're nearing the end of the Fighter Pass, the fifth or the sixth fighter, I feel like Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be out at that point, and we could see a rep from that. So either Zelda from Breath of the Wild 2, maybe whatever this Ganondorf-type character is going to be, we could see that, or whatever the biggest fighter character from that. But I sincerely believe we're going to see Breath of the Wild 2 by the end of this year. We know that the Fighter Pass is going until at least 2021, which they've mentioned. So basically three
a year. That's going to be a really long time for us to be that we already know this game is going to be supported, which is amazing.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they said that it's going to go all throughout 2021, but I know they said that they are planning on getting the last one out in 2021.
By December. So they gave themselves the end of the year to have it released by. But yet, like you said, we don't know if it's actually going to take them that long. They could get a little ahead of schedule. And things could always change. Like, they may decide, once they start selling these, they're committed to six characters. But that doesn't mean that things can't go beyond that as well if this winds up being some incredible commercial success.
Yeah.
Another character that I really do hope makes it in these six is an ARMS rep. I said it before, I'm not a fan of ARMS, the game, but it is a first-party Nintendo fighting property. There are only three of those in existence. Punch-Out, Smash Brothers, and ARMS. So we kind of need to get one of these ARMS guys in the game. I don't really care who it is. The obvious front-runner is Springman, except he does already appear as an assist trophy. I don't really think that matters. And then Ribbon Girl, maybe the runner-up. Although Min was voted by fans to be the most popular. Min Min happens to be my favorite also. I don't care who it is, although I think it would be a wasted opportunity if it was Twintel, just because the game is called ARMS, and she is the only character who does not fight with her arms. She fights with her hair. They could do something cool where maybe they pick four characters or so who are of the same general size and shape and make palette swaps Bowser Jr. style, where they all essentially use the arms fighting mechanics.
Yeah, I could see that.
Generically enough, but you don't want to, if you use four or eight, you basically just put the entire arms cast into Smash, which is a little bit silly.
Yeah.
So maybe one or two. Maybe they swap out a Spring Man and a Ribbon Girl or a Min Min, whatever the case may be.
I feel like that would be the only two we would see would be Spring Man, Ribbon Girl. I feel like they're interchangeable for the most part. A lot of the heavy ones like Mechanica and Master Mummy.
Right.
Is it Master Mummy? I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, not really. Not anymore.
Sorry, but, ARMS fans.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be upset if they decided to do that, but I feel like they wouldn't unless they were actively developing a new series in the franchise, and I feel like they're not, but who knows. I feel like one of those is going to be a Pokemon rep. I think we're going to see at least one Pokemon rep, and I think it's going to be probably Rilla,
Rillaboom.
Yeah, Rillaboom.
There's no way we're getting through six more fighters without one of them being a Pokemon. We already know that they're supporting Sword and Shield throughout this entire year.
Yeah.
We're getting a Pokemon. That's out.
I want to be more excited about it. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care about that. I hope it's a grass starter because that's really the final evolution form of a grass starter. I hope it's not another fighting type Pokemon. I hope it's not another potential Mewtwo clone or Lucario clone. I think that at least if it was a final evolution grass type, it would feel like it's adding a sense of completion and balance to the game that the game is currently lacking with respect to Pokemon.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I don't. Again, I wouldn't be upset if that happened, but I wouldn't care all that much. I don't need another Pokemon amiibo. And once again, and I'm very transparent about this fact, I care about these characters much more as amiibo than anything else.
Yes.
Which is why Conker is still very high on my most wanted list, but Banjo, I feel, definitely took that spot.
Yeah. I don't see any chance that Conker is going to get in.
Microsoft abandoned Conker anyway. Yeah. I mean, they turned him into some weird monstrosity. In their HoloLens technology. So they revamped what he looked like, and it's terrifying. It is not the Conker I know and love. And yeah, I think there's no chance that's going to happen. But a boy could wish, for sure.
I do hope, and I know it's a little bit early yet, that we get a Ring Fit Adventurer in there. Because it's another first-party Nintendo game.
Yeah.
I don't really know how well it's sold, but it's very easy to imagine. Really well?
Very good. I mean, it's to the point in Japan where it's still not on shelves. And in the UK, they're in a very, very similar boat. In the US, I see it pretty much everywhere. But I think it exceeded expectations.
And it's very easy to see how it would translate into a very cool fighting style. Because the ring is a unique gimmick. And you could literally just take the moves that you do in the game and put it directly into a Smash Brothers. It would be super amazing.
You guys
didn't
think we'd get through a podcast without talking about Ring Fit, did you?
Don't be ridiculous.
You snuck it in there, man. At the
game
last
of the
second.
Year. Game of the year. The other ones that I think would be cool to get in, we talked about Mike. Like, if I had to pick my six, Waluigi, ARMS Rep, Ring Fit Adventurer, Crash, Rillaboom. And then so my sixth one, I think I'm going way out there on achieving who the most shocking, most hype character could be, and that's Sora. Again, I don't care. It's another sword fighter, although the sword is cool. So in that aspect of it, it's appealing. But in the overall, how much I think it would shake the video game world and rock the gaming community, I think Sora would be the big one. There are characters I would rather have than Sora, just like there are characters I'd rather have than Rillaboom.
Yeah.
But I think that if they were aiming for the sky and they wanted to hit that cloud level, Joker level, Banjo level din, and they just really wanted to send shockwaves, that Sora would be the one.
So what about this? Chrono.
Chrono
Cross.
God of War?
No. Not Kratos. Chrono.
Kratos. Chrono.
Kratos would be an interesting choice. That would be Sony's big rep if they got one in. But I'm actually in the process. I'm playing Chrono Trigger right now.
Chrono Trigger.
I'm having a fun time with it for sure. And it's one of the most beloved RPGs of all time. So who knows? I mean, I think that would be another absolute Hail Mary if that could potentially happen.
Yeah, I think that would shock some people. That would be right up there with, I think, Lloyd Irving, another like Tales of Symphonia kind of character that people love. Also, Isaac from Golden Sun, a character that people love, but they have dormant franchises and they're kind of, by and large, trapped on the original console that they were on. Maybe they've been emulated or ported, but their franchises haven't been pursued or continued in such a way that it would keep those characters relevant.
Yeah, I think the last Golden Sun was on the Wii. There was one, obviously we had two of them on GBA. We had one on DS, and then I think the last one was on the Wii.
That's news to me. I only know of the first two, and I did own both of them on GBA.
Yeah.
And I played the first one, and I loved it, and I think Isaac is a super cool character. I'm glad he has some Smash representation in the form of the assist trophy. I did develop an attachment towards him, and honestly, I'd rather have Isaac than another Pokemon. I would rather have Isaac than Sora, but I don't think that he would have as big of an impact.
I agree.
I don't really know where Nintendo's looking with that. We also,
I mean, Isaac has a pretty nice assist trophy, which I think is awesome. It has the synergy kind of like hand that comes down. I think that's neat, and I think that's more than I expected to get out of Isaac. So I think that's all we can hope for from that
one. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that Nintendo has closed the door on Echo Fighters, or is there a chance that we're still going to see more of those?
I'm surprised we haven't seen more.
Same.
I don't think any of the Fighter Pass characters will be Echo Fighters.
Nope.
I'm not sure if that's been confirmed or not, but I don't see that as happening. When they announced Echo Fighters initially, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a major thing, and it just never happened. I'm kind of surprised that Richter Belmont was one of the only Echo options in there, besides Daisy. So we have Daisy and we have Richter.
And Crom.
And Crom.
And Dark Pit and Lucina.
And Dark Samus is its own character, right?
No, I think Dark
Samus... I don't think Dark Samus is an Echo. Are you sure? No,
I'm not sure at all, but I think Dark Samus is an Echo.
I gotta,
with
I'm
complete
gonna look
uncertainty.
This one up. Oops, I totally covered up your picture. There you are. Is Dark Samus an Echo Fighter? Dark Samus is coming to Smash Ultimate as an Echo Fighter. All right. I guess so. I thought for sure it wasn't.
Okay, I got it right here. So the Echo Fighters are Dark Samus,
yep.
Daisy, Lucina, Crom, Dark Pit, Ken, and Richter Belmont.
All right, I guess there's more than I thought.
But still, like, there is room for them to put more of them in there, especially if they do what they did with Crom, where they kind of cherry-picked. Crom is an echo of Roy, but they cherry-picked some of Ike's moves that lend themselves better to Crom's moveset. So if they were going to do something like that, they could easily get Diddy Kong and make him Dixie Kong. And swap in Donkey Kong's recovery, the helicopter recovery, and just make it Dixie's hair. So you can get more characters in the game without necessarily having to do the obviously significantly time-intensive development that it takes to do these new fighters that they've done.
Part of me feels like they got to relax a bit. Like, I think after these six, it's got to be done. You got to pace yourself for the next 10 years in Nintendo. Like, there's going to be another Smash game. It's going to happen.
At some point. Everybody knows it's going to be a huge letdown after Ultimate, because there's no way that they can do what they did with Ultimate.
I think it's going to be a Street Fighter type thing where it's going to be a alteration of a base game for generations to come. I mean, there's still Street, like, I'm sure there's a Street Fighter 2 coming out in like a couple weeks or something. I mean, they've been milking Street Fighter 2 forever. But that being said,
here's what I hope they do. I hope that the Switch has the same life cycle as the Game Boy. And the Game Boy Advance, and then the Game Boy DS, or whatever. Because these things have, they live outside the normal console cycle, which is kind of expanded a little bit, 5-7 years.
Yeah.
These things are like 10-15 years. So let's keep the Switch as the primary console for 10 years, just keep iterating upon it like they do with all the handhelds.
Yeah.
And then let Smash be the Smash for that full decade. Because that way you don't have to worry about what comes next. And I think people will be more willing to accept something very, very different and very, very new after we've been living this Smash for that period of time.
Yeah.
It's going to be impossible to top. So whatever you do next is going to have to be something different. And how many more of these games can Mr. Sakurai make? It's getting ridiculous.
At some point, the torch will have to be passed.
Yeah. We did ask the community what characters they hoped would be added in these next six. And I think that the results were a combination of predictions and also hopes, dreams, desires. So I just want to rattle off a few that were popular picks. There was Shantae.
I agree.
I would love to see a Shantae. I think she would play in really well. We haven't really seen an indie character get any status higher than Mii Fighter costume. So I don't know that that's going to happen. And the way that the indie industry is evolving, it's becoming less and less distinguishable from the big party titles. So it's almost like people use the term indie to mean less than in some ways, which I think is grossly offensive. Because there are a lot of indie games that I've played that are way better than AAA titles. So I don't see her happening, but I would love her to happen. Lloyd Irving came up, which we mentioned a little bit earlier. Geno is a popular pick, but I don't really know if Geno is actually a character that's really wanted or if it's like a very loud meme. I'm not sure on that.
I think there are many people that still hold Mario RPG in incredibly high regard.
I do too.
I think the same thing with Mallow. There was a supposed leaked Mallow Mii costume a while back, which I don't think is going to happen. But yeah, I mean, I could see both of those being fighter costumes, but as dedicated fighters, I sincerely doubt it. One game on number one, I mean, Square Enix, I believe, owns those two characters to a certain degree.
Probably, because they're two original characters that were introduced in that game. So you have to imagine that there's some kind of deal that needs to be reached.
And I remember back in the day when they were developing Paper Mario, they did it without Square because Square famously moved over to the PlayStation. And they initially called it Super Mario RPG 2, but they were afraid by calling it that Square could sue them, which blows my mind that they could.
Yeah.
But apparently they could, and they changed the name to Paper Mario. So that being said, I feel like it would have to be another joint kind of venture between Square and Nintendo for that to happen, which I think they're friendly enough if they wanted to make that happen. I think we actually saw there was in Mario and Luigi, Geno made a very brief cameo in one of those games. So it's not like it's out of the realm of possibility, but I'm super curious who owns those characters.
Yeah. People also were wanting to see Rayman, and I know the biggest...
On that too.
Yeah, the big question on everybody's mind is, how would the amiibo be made? Well, it's easy, folks. You obviously mount the feet to the base. You put one stand on the back of him that goes up to his body, and you put his hands on his hips. Boom, done.
Easy enough. Look at you.
Travis Touchdown. Travis Touchdown was one that people liked. I never played any No More Heroes game. So
I did. I played the first two, which were a blast, by the way. Number one, incredibly vulgar stuff, which I loved. If I remember correctly, I believe it was censored in the U.S. initially.
Wow. I think
the first one was censored because it was a very bloody game, if I remember correctly. But yeah, I strongly remember there was like a censorship controversy back in the day with that game. I don't think he deserves a character slot, though.
Yeah, I'm not there either, but then I don't feel like most of the characters in there do.
That's true.
Dante is a big one. Dante and Travis, to me, are in the exact same category. Characters who I'm aware of, never played their games. I don't know anything about them, and I have about the same level of excitement for both. I know you like Dante a little bit more than I do.
I do. I do. I think that Devil May Cry, like I said before, I said this during Smash Switch speculation, he is the game series was a major inspiration of Bayonetta. And for that, I give it all the props in the world.
People also excited for a Monster Hunter rep. Well, good news, Monster Hunter people, you just got one, except their name is Byleth. it seems like that's exactly how a Monster Hunter representative would play. Master Chief like was a big popular request. And, oh, I wrote Rayman on my list twice. Another one is Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, who I would love. That would actually be a character that would be on the same level for me as Simon Belmont. But I don't think it's going to happen, because while it would be easy to imagine how you could integrate some of the characters whose movesets center around particular abilities, like Sub-Zero's freezing or Raiden's lightning or Scorpion's spear and fire techniques, things that are already in Smash. You already have characters who breathe fire. You already have characters who shoot whips and stuff and freeze people and electrocute people. So those characters could transition into that game easily enough. But I just recently found out Mortal Kombat 11 is banned in Japan. So would they even consider putting a character into a game where you can't even play its source game in the country of origin? So that to me feels like is a nail in the coffin, even though I feel like Mortal Kombat would be an amazing inclusion because of what not only how big of an impact it's had on fighting games, but just on gaming at large. I think they're actually the reason, unless I'm misremembering, that we even have a rating system.
I think it was a very big reason. That and Night Trap, if I remember correctly, back in the day on the Sega CD, people were very upset about that game. But yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting year. I think E3 is going to be full of Smash and Switch Pros, Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh, yeah, Breath of the Wild 2.
I am excited to see what's going to be coming. Obviously, I think my closing thought on this entire podcast is this was probably the most underwhelming way to close out the Fighter Pass for me. I'm sure for many people, too. But Nintendo has not given me a reason yet to be skeptical of their decision making, and this is by and large this is their game. It obviously it's a game for fans. Fire Emblem is a massive series now, and I'm super excited for Three Houses fans who are thrilled for this fighter. But I think I'm just more hyped for the sixth or the other six fighters coming out. I'm looking forward. Everything else is in the past at this point.
Yep. Like we predicted on the speculation right before it, Nintendo did announce what was coming. They gave us their forecast.
Yep.
And I think that they needed to end it that way because they knew they ended it on a limp noodle. And you want to be able to keep that excitement up in the wake of overwhelming disappointment.
Totally agree.
So now we have they left it on a high note where the Mii Fighter costume was more hype than the actual character reveal. And now we know that, hey, maybe we can get a Mii Fighter costume of the Knight from Hollow Knight, or maybe we can get a Mii Fighter costume of Minecraft Steve. So
he's going to be a character.
Mii Fighter costume, buddy. Definitely.
I don't see
Brawler.
It.
A Brawler Mii Fighter costume, I think. Or maybe no, Sword Fighter. He'll be a Sword Fighter Mii Fighter
costume.
Yeah, I can
see that.
Because they got that sword in Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Out here in Taiwan, you guys don't have Toys R Us.
No, we don't. So thanks for rubbing it in.
Sorry about that.
TJ, where can the good folks at home find you?
Check me out right here on the Nintendo Wire YouTube channel, or you can find me on Twitter at Custom Conquest.
Rock and roll. For me, you can find me again on Nintendo Wire's YouTube channel. I just put out my last Smash unboxing for, I'm guessing, a while, which makes me sad. But it was a fun ride to unbox nearly, I don't know, I can't even remember how many amiibo I've unboxed. Hundreds.
Hundreds. Hundreds.
So it was a fun ride. I'm hoping to do it again soon. Other than that, I have a amazing Princess Zelda statue that the good folks at Dark Horse Comics sent over that we're going to be unboxing very, very soon in the next couple days, so stay tuned for that. Otherwise, my personal Twitter account is at AmiiboJason, and of course, you can find me at NintendoWire.com. TJ, any other closing thoughts?
yeah, if you enjoy the podcast, please tell your friends, share it. And it would be super awesome if you could leave a review wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast.
That would be amazing. All right, man. Until next time, stay wired in.
Thanks for playing.